anything with Demeter, or are you in the studio, or what's happening?
Man, she starts in the studio on 2 weeks from now in Los Angeles with Tim and Bob, producers. Her record is scheduled for hopefully a first quarter release. She's had a downtime, now she's ready to rock and roll. She's ready to get out there and do it. Her name of her record is called 007. Demeter, like no tomorrow, is going to be off the chain.
I believe it.
And we're excited about that, you know. But I enjoyed the downtime while she wasn't on the road.
I heard that.
No, but she got to get out there and do what she's called to do, you know.
Hey, our guest, Dedrick Haddon. Dedrick, with so many, and I noticed artists like Kelly Price, David Hollister, you know, even R. Kelly, artists are doing gospel music. Why is that? Can you fill us in on that?
Well, you know, a lot of times when people start losing success in the world, they tend to gravitate to God. It's just like anybody else. When you're in sin and you have nowhere else to go, who do you go to? Jesus Christ. You get on your knees. And so that's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's where they should have been all along. I'm just glad that God gave them grace and mercy to find their way back home, find their way back to singing good gospel music. And so I think right now I say it's the call of God on their lives. They should have always been singing gospel music, you know,
mm-hmm.
and taking the gospel to the mainstream. You know, that's what they're doing now. They're not losing their mainstream appeal and their style or anything. They're just getting everything, prioritizing, you know, God first, then come self, then love, you know, all this other stuff. So I think it's a wonderful thing. And I think gospel music is cool now. It's what's happening. It's hot. You can make money. You know, I happen to be one of the young ones that had the experience. I started early when I was 16 years old professionally. So I've seen the hard days of gospel music. You know, then I'm seeing the good days, you know,
mm-hmm.
of where you can really make money. So I've seen, so now it's moving real fast, where you can really, you know, you'd be surprised a lot of the artists back in the day who was traveling all over the world, the country, but come back, can't even pay their bills. Don't even, still got to hitch rides with their friends to go to the airport to get your flight to go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like that. It was hard in gospel music, you know. But now, as the years have progressed, in a short time, man, you can make a living with gospel music, you know.
Hey,
you produce one record, it cover you for the whole two more years. You cover it.
Hey,
cover all your living expenses. It's good.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. So I can say gospel music is cool now. So that could be a reason why, and it could be that they're really called to gospel music, and they're supposed to have been doing it all along, you know?
Yeah. Finally, there's a phrase, and it's called the praise party, okay?
Uh-huh.
If I'm not mistaken, you were the first to come out with that phrase, praise party. Now, I don't know. Tell me whether I'm wrong or not. I don't know. The first person I heard say something about praise party was Dedrick Haddon. And the reason why I'm saying that is because I heard you say praise party. I was into mainstream radio. God called me to do gospel, and I started a program, and I called it the praise party. And when I looked up all over the country, everybody was doing a thing called the praise party. And I'm telling you the truth, I got it from hearing Dedrick Haddon. I don't know where you got it from, Dedrick.
Well, you know what, man? Yeah. It's funny that you say that, man. It's a lot of things that God blessed me to do back in the day when I first started. I was very innovative, you know. So a lot of those things like rhythm and praise and praise party. I had a radio show. It started from way back in Detroit. I had a show called The Praise Party, gospel 1 hour show in Detroit, Michigan. And started the praise party way back. Next thing I knew, like you said, everybody had a praise party this, praise party that, which was good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I even started putting it on my records. You know, I did a song called I Love Pumping Gospel Music way back in the day.
Right, I remember that record.
Yeah. And I was like, come on, it's a praise party, you know. And that was my thing. But, you know, it's a lot of people don't give people credit of what they do, especially in gospel music. Now, in the secular business, they respect people that started something, but in gospel music, it's not a lot of, you know, a lot. I think it's because the gospel music in the past have been such a small genre, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so people, it's bad, but they don't want to give respect to certain people because it makes them look a little bit bigger than them. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's the wrong spirit. That's a crab spirit.
For real.
But in order for us to expand in gospel music, we have to push each other. We have to promote each other. It can't be a selfish thing. It has to be a team effort. It has to be a flood of artists selling platinum records and gold records. We have to get on tour together. And that's something that you do not see in gospel music. You do not see people working together like they should. But if you go to if you look in the secular arena, you see the Scream Tour with Omarion and Mario and Chris Brown, mm-hmm. and Sierra all together teaming up to do a tour. But you only see just a few people, a clique of people doing tours in gospel music. We got to change it.
We do.
All the way around. And it's happening now with intelligent people who understand where God wants it to go, where wants us to go, like yourself. Radio announcers, mm-hmm. artists. It happens. It's going to happen when we come together as a family, as a team, and we're going to see this thing explode. And it's getting ready to happen real quick.
It definitely is. Dedrick, it has been a pleasure, man. I really appreciate it. And may God continue to bless you, your family, and everything you do, Dedrick. And may you continue to get sellers, get a Dove Award. But the most important thing, that you continue to win souls for Christ.
No, that's right.
Our guest, Dedrick Haddon on Star 94.1.